There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
The needle fills the hole. The old familiar stain. Won't wish it all away. But I remember everything.
It's Dude's Day.
I hurt myself. Today,
I'll be Cash, you'll be Resnick.
Oh, sure. Hey, Ed. So yesterday, it was amazing. I went to my favorite Antifa restaurant. Have you ever been to Lefty Cucks?
Oh, no, I've never been to Lefty Cucks.
I went to Lefty Cucks yesterday.
How was it?
It was great. They were all applauding me for getting on the right-wing hate list. They were super happy with it. I got a discount, which honestly was really nice.
It's so good.
And but
I heard you have to eat everything with your just lips first.
Well, yes, and then everybody
you have to
has
kiss to kiss it first. But you kiss my burger.
Everybody buys food, and the person that bought the most food has to share the most of his food.
Yes.
It's a great place. But
I bought food for someone else, and then they kicked me in the nuts.
Yes, I love that about that place. I love Lefty Cucks. But one of the very funny things I had, you know those like little, they have those like fortune bullets?
Uh-huh.
And the engraving on mine was so cute. It just said, trust the process. And I was just so, like, I needed to hear this.
Exactly, man. Because you know what else happened this week that I'm losing my mind about?
What happened?
Dan Marino has liver disease.
Yeah, I heard.
Believe this?
Not enough beer or itis.
This just in.
Yep.
His liver's fat.
All right, so welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Sprowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson. There's far too much news this week.
There is entirely too much news. There's one huge story, but much better smaller stories.
So I think that the best part about this week, the thing that people can truly celebrate this week, who is actually celebrating this week, is every other criminal that's ever done anything.
Yes.
Because no one's paying attention to them.
It's really good for them.
And so we're just going to come out real quick and say, yes, Charlie Kirk is dead. We're not going to talk about it a heck of a lot because there's not a lot of information out there.
I mean, it's still very much developing. We don't know much about anything.
It's developing. We now know that this is some form of troll-on-troll crime.
Yeah.
We know that Tyler Robinson is now, we know that he's nothing.
He's arrested.
We know he's arrested.
He's
we
in
know
jail.
There's a lot of evidence that points towards the fact that he definitely did it. But we don't know. Obviously, we're going to wait till he goes through the whole trial.
Do you think he's going to do a rain dance?
I think. But we now know, Tyler Robinson wasn't anything.
Yes.
He was just some guy, shot Charlie Kirk because he was there. And if the rifle was pointed pretty much in a manner of feet in any other direction, we wouldn't be talking about it anymore.
It's pretty clear. There's been four major assassinations since December.
Oh, dude, that day there was a shooting at an elementary school.
Yes.
And there was
another shooting in Oakland.
Oh, yes. It's been going on all week. There's been about.
And then somebody was lynched, of course.
Oh, yes. Yes. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And now we see that Jimmy Kimmel got fired for very light commentary upon this.
I'll tell you one thing that's good. Fallon canceled his gig tonight.
Finally, some good news. There's some good news.
But he was too drunk to perform.
Love that fucking guy, man. So we're just gonna move on.
Yeah.
And I think that,
like they are. Erica Kirk's taken over Tapusa.
Oh, Tapusa. She loves Tapusa.
Yeah.
And Erica Kirk, oh, wow, I can't say anything.
No, but that's just that's true.
It's so funny. I was just about to try to make a joke about this.
Yes.
And I know for a fact that the joke that I was going to make is going to sandbag in our entire network. And it's just the power I have right now is both aggravating.
I'd say the lack of power.
And since, yes, deep lack of power. It's a deep, deep lack of power. So I don't know what to say. I was just about to
all
say
I know
something.
Is Robert Redford, the greatest actor of all time, dies.
Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a
Charlie
fuck.
Charlie Kirk stole 9/11.
Yes, I had my mac and cheese was in the oven. Do you have any idea what it's like to start? I am beginning the turnaround. We're making 9/11 happy. I don't care what anybody says.
I mean, this is the official, like, who gives a shit anymore?
It's time.
Here.
It's time to roll.
No one cared. Nope. It was barely in the news.
It just, you saw
NFL teams were not doing their tributes.
Trump took a nap during the ceremony. Do we remember that?
Oh,
when
no.
Trump had an active stroke during the 9/11 ceremony? He just let his right side sleep, yeah. Which I think is good. His right side really just needed some,
they
needed
call
some
that
rest.
The Pope John Paul's
yeah.
nap.
Yeah. He just let that lower lip slide.
Pope Nat Paul.
Yeah. I had all my hors d'oeuvres set up.
Mm-hmm.
My building 7 fondue.
Oh my God. My ashtray was ready.
Everything was ready.
I had
ready.
These two tower joints that were fucking ready, dude.
Yeah.
And then it just seemed, I just looked at them. I'm like, I don't want to smoke these today.
And Lefty Cucks was bringing a whole thing of no food to my house.
Yes. Oh, Lefty Cucks was great because they had their Iraqi flag up.
Yes.
You know, and they had their Same. Afghanistan flag
yes.
up. And I was having a great time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude. ISIS Joe and me, loving life.
I love the slogan. We're turning ISIS into NISIS.
Yeah, someone has to. And I think this is a really good rebranding
Today
time
we're
for
serving
them.
Italian ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
I just had that because I was in New York.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
Yes.
I know. You saw. You put us because you started all the conspiracy theories that we were already shut down.
Oh, yeah. It was. We didn't even talk about it. Everyone's like, you're shut down. It's like, no, my internet just didn't work in the shitty apartment I was staying in. No offense, Robbie, but the fucking bathroom sink is in the kitchen.
Sorry, Robbie, but that's a true. That is called the New York millionaire's lifestyle. I will say that I have been on that hate list all week. They took it down, right? They took.
Yes.
They put that there. I was listed as like a left wing.
They didn't list me.
Nope.
Not popular enough. Come on, people. AnyTunes.com.
It's just so funny that I'm the one. Like, I am the one. And so I've been getting harassed all week.
You put the ass in harassment.
No, they are.
Yeah.
They're putting the ass in harassment.
I'll fucking
I'm the
harass
ass.
You, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I'll grab at you.
You already have. Okay? It's that I've been getting harassed all week. I'm getting, it's just like, it's for real out there. So that's why I think it's super important to transition to what's really the most important story of this whole week.
Absolutely. The most important thing. There's huge news coming
out. Huge news.
This is the biggest news. And we want to talk about this now while we know everyone's still listening.
Yes, my movie is coming out, and I'm doing a Kickstarter for it. You're going to want to go to UFO.movie. That is where you can get all the Kickstarter information for Henry Zebrowski's new film, Unbelievably Friendly Organisms. I have written the story for this, co-wrote this with Kevin Gleese, who is the main screenwriter who wrote How to Ruin the Holidays. We've worked together on this project for a while now. We are pushing this out the old-fashioned way because guess what? I don't know if you've noticed in the last couple days, old media might be dead or dying, and it's bad out there, so it's really hard to make something that might be slightly not... I'm going to say down the pipe, right? So we got to make it ourselves.
Yeah.
So I am asking for your support as my listenership to go help me make the movie that I want to make.
Yes.
And it's truly the most accurate UFO movie ever
Did
made.
Did you even try and pitch this or you're like, no one wants this?
I decided nobody was going to want it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. From
yes.
the little bit you've told me about it, it seems like no one's going to make this but you.
It's about a man that gets pregnant.
Yes.
It's literally like, I could just say that straight up. It's about a man that gets pregnant.
Junior 2.
It's essentially that. And it's with with the absolutely wonderful Amber Nash that was in Archer, an amazing improver, and Jenna Hayes, mm-hmm. the adult film icon.
Oh.
Who we did an interview with, and she's awesome.
Yeah,
and she's
she
a
was
therapist.
Fucking cool as hell.
She's a therapist. She lives down the street. She smokes hella weed, and she is a lot of trouble.
Hell yeah.
And we just don't want to be anywhere near her, do we, Rob? We don't want her in the near or
anything. I
want
to hang out with her.
We all do.
Yeah,
we all
do. She seems very cool.
She's the coolest person in the world already.
I feel like she's like the one adult film actress I could bring around my wife.
She's legitimately just cool, and she's working with people that are now out of the industry.
Yeah.
And she's working with people, a lot of women. She does, so she's deep into, she got her master's, she's getting her PhD. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
So we are, but I just want to say, so this is truly the most important story of the week.
Yes.
And so if you want Lefty Cucks to be able to add that non-smoking outside area,
come on out to Lefty Cucks.
You are going to need to help support UFO the movie because
suck.
We're all, yeah, because that's what we're going to. That's where the after party is.
Open your ass at Lefty Cucks.
And there's a lot of prizes in our Kickstarter. We're going to have interviews. We're going to be doing a watch along with me. You're going to own the movie. There's so many things to do. And you are going to love. Have you ever had a Rocky deviled eggs?
No.
Yes, they're iguana eggs.
Oh, man.
Yes, and they, wow. They, Lefty Cox is knocking out of the park.
Man, I hope I get the balls one day to go to Righty Cox.
Right.
It's all meat. It's all meat.
It's a bunch of meat.
We put up your ass.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Take my meat.
You want TRT?
Yeah.
Good.
You fucking snort with meat.
God.
I hate turkeys.
Yeah.
Just cows, pigs.
I hate them. Oh,
wild boar, elk.
I killed.
Shot it in the face with my own ass.
I kill shit with tents.
So we have a lot
of
stories.
You know, I've been on the podcast for 2 years this week.
This week.
This week. I know.
And time has really flown, hasn't it? Time has really fucking flown. I am just... There's too much
news. Isn't that nice? Happy anniversary. Past it, but it is nice.
No, I'm actually really sad that you even said it because I wish that we had prepared for it. Or we had a way to sort of acknowledge
you
it outside of...
You can buy me a cake
of...
later.
Yeah, no. There
We're
won't
on the
be...
road this weekend. Get me a cake to bring on stage or something.
I'll get you something. Yeah. I will get you something.
Two beers on the podcast,
that's,
my friend.
That's what he likes. 2 years on the podcast, and we are still discussing Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes. Can I... Are you want to get into this right now?
I just want to say that this is one of the big stories that has been buried, that at first, when I know that I've ruined Ed, when for the 2 years, now that it makes a lot of sense that you've been on the show for 2 years, when the news first hit with what's his name? I'm even sick of saying his name, honestly. I don't even want to think about him anymore.
Captain Kirk.
Yes. When Captain Kirk died, we sat and you woke me up to text of your descent into conspiracy theories behind it. And I was up all night researching all the conspiracy theories of it. And I know that I was just like, that's like one of the worst things about all this rational information that came flooding out about
this. Well, I can't believe anyone of anything.
I know, because I can't know yet.
Every credible source says completely different things. And there's like no way to know what's actually going on right now.
We're going to have our YouTuber FBI director, Kash Patel, tell us anything. Like, we're going to believe a single word out of his mouth. And that's why he's in there. He's
Fuck
in there so
cash,
we don't believe.
Money, dude.
Yeah, dude.
In there making it, man.
Dude, absolutely. He is
getting that shit.
You don't need to create a smokescreen if the guy's
if
just a smokescreen.
Yeah, dude.
So... Fuck this fucking guy.
Hell yeah. But, you want to deposit me, motherfucker?
But a rich...
cash!
Yes, it's great.
Cash money.
Well, I don't like that you gave him a good nickname. I don't like you gave him a fun nickname.
Cash honey?
That's cute.
Cash
Still,
bunny.
All of it's too cute.
Cash bad bunny.
I just think it's all too cute. I think it should be no crash, all credit.
That is pretty good.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah,
thank
I like
you.
That. All right. No cash, all credit.
Credit
Patel.
Thank yes. Well, cute.
Yeah. Layaway Patel.
Let me finish this. So I have this. Let me just finish this thought. And then we go. So many other jokes we can hit. So many other verbal jokes we can hit. So what was I saying?
Epstein had a
birthday party.
Yes.
So, and a lot of fun people
yeah,
came
a lot
to the
of fun.
Birthday party.
So my original thoughts behind all this was like I jumped to the most extreme view was that this is a smokescreen to hide the fact that on 9/11 that day, an article on Bloomberg came out going through all of Ghislaine Maxwell's emails, something like 18,000 emails. It was this gigantic investigative report. That was the first layer that came out that said all of this stuff about essentially the words that Jeffrey Epstein said to cut Trump out of my dossier.
Yeah.
Like, you got the actual words of Jeffrey Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell. We also now know that Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship was far more intricate and went on far longer than she said it did.
How
obviously.
Is it more intricate?
Because
she's in prison for it.
Because she, for a long time, the big thing has been, Jeffrey did this all on his own. I was never his girlfriend. I was just I did property management for his thing. We had a falling out, blah, blah, blah. Where now, when you look at the emails, you see that she was deeply involved in his rollout during his original child prostitution, like all of those charges that he got in 2006.
Yeah. Six, I believe, yeah.
Yes. So when he got all those charges, Ghislaine was helping him walk through it. And Jeffrey Epstein got to name his charges. He said, what sounds better to you, lewd and lascivious behavior or solicitation of a minor for sexual activity? And she was like, I actually think lewd and lascivious behavior actually sounds kind
of
better.
Of course it
and
does.
So she did
That's
this.
That's an easy question.
Yes. So she did stuff like this. So they were in lockstep. She was a part of all the cover-ups. She bought gifts for Alan Dershowitz. They bought gifts for Leslie
Dershowitz
Wexler's
loves
friend.
Gifts.
Yeah, he loves.
He loves gifts.
And long dark socks.
Yeah.
If you can still be horny, right? If you can still be horny in long dark socks, you're a murderer. Right? Unless they're compression socks.
Yeah, you got to just help keep it up.
That's different. That's different. But so that's one layer of all this, mm-hmm. which is we see all of this evidence.
Leslie Wexler, Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
We know what Victoria's Secret was.
Tits.
That she was stuck in a cage.
Oh, yes. Yes. Someone get her out. Somebody get that angel out of there. So that was the first layer. And then the next was the entire Jeffrey Epstein 50th birthday book.
Yes.
That this is where the infamous Trump letter came out. That
I can't wait for my 50th.
Well, we're going to do just this.
Yeah.
We're going to do...
I definitely want a birthday book.
We're
I'm
doing
you
this.
Know now.
No.
We're
doing this because it's a cool idea. I'm not going to take that away from you. It's
love,
a fun idea.
I love pedophile yearbooks.
Yes. This is this guy did. I have never seen... So I read the entire thing. This is a part of what's ruined my life is that I read this entire birthday book and a lot of it is extremely... cryptic. The Trump stuff is interesting in the fact that he wrote this whole long thing, you know, may every day be another wonderful secret. We've now covered this to death.
Yes.
But I do find it interesting.
I will say, in Trump's defense, if he did draw this, I would expect the tits to be bigger.
Well, to me, this speaks a lot louder.
Oh, because they're tiny. Like
yes, like a little girl.
Like a little girl.
So I actually
see.
Think
now
that this...
Now I see. But there is pubic hair.
But no, that's his signature. It's literally a signature. So this guy, this is Jeffrey Epstein. When you watch the, you look at the picture that Donald Trump drew, you could see that it is definitely of a prepubescent girl. You'd think that if you thought that two fun loving, like single dudes would draw, like, and I mean this, I know that that's ridiculous to say, but like, wouldn't you draw big tits?
Yeah. I would probably, actually, if it was for you, I would just draw a drawing cock.
Yes.
If I was going to draw anything, you get cock.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This birthday book had more drawings of tits by billionaires than I have ever seen. Like, the Leslie Wexler one is the one that's even weirder, where it's like, what do you get for the man who has everything? Oh, I know exactly what Jeffrey wants. And it was just, hey, you just drew tits. And so that's like one thing.
Who are some other fun ones?
There were things I didn't recognize. There were stories from women, long convoluted stories about Jeffrey Epstein seducing them. And then there was like stuff like that was like really fucking weird. Like this is the Leslie Wexler letter. He drew tits on it. And then the idea, which I think is interesting. I know it's like ridiculous, but it's this is all they thought of this man.
Yes.
This all they thought of him was as a...
He was
you look
a ladies
at these rapists.
Man.
Look at this picture that someone else drew of him. It was a picture of him being naked massaged by girls in bikinis, but next to it is him giving balloons to children.
Oh,
it's
my
1983
God.
To 2003. What a great country. It is assuming, the way I'm looking at it, is that those
girls are the
up.
Girls massaging him. Yes.
And so there's that, right? So this is all in the book. These are
and
all
the
people...
And the plane to the eye. This isn't made up?
No.
Who drew this?
A cryptic billionaire. And what I would love, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com, is for someone in our audience that is familiar with theoretical physics.
You're just science people.
I need a nerd to go through the birthday book because there is stuff in there that legitimately looks like he has Harvard. There was like one joke that some Harvard guy put in it. That was a New Yorker cartoon. There was a guy talking and it said, you know, I've spent all my life constantly thinking about how to make money when I really should be thinking about naked girls. And the guy added at the end of it, and like biological immortality research. There's several Easter eggs dropped into this about him being a being deeply invested in, which we now know, in these the idea of being a transhumanist, like getting involved in to saving his brain, becoming immortal, saving his cum, making a world of baby slaves for himself and sex slaves for himself. And I want to know, there are some physics jokes in this.
Yeah.
And there are diagrams and there's shit in it that I don't understand that are coming from scientists. And I want someone to look at it and tell me what the fuck it means.
Yes, please. Because yes. There's got to be some kind of weird cryptic joke
there's
in there.
There's something in there. But,
but what if it's funny? That would make me so upset.
To be honest, that would at least give me something.
Yeah. Where's Neil deGrasse Tyson when you need him? He never shuts up.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of them. He's one of the bad ones.
Go explain this.
They're all one of the bad ones.
What did Clinton say?
Nothing.
He said he had...
Oh, no, his was all, like, he admired Jeffrey Epstein's childlike curiosity.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the whole thing. So we're in a fun world, and those are the guys in charge. Those are the guys in charge, and it seems like they're really starting to tell us what to do.
Yes. Yeah. But I will say...
So that's why, I mean, like, there's a lot of information. So this is part of the stuff that it's really... that and the fact that Jeffrey Meldrum died and no one talked about it either.
And
one of the foremost Bigfoot researchers in America.
Was he ripped apart by a Bigfoot?
No.
Then it doesn't matter.
Exactly. It was cancer.
Oh, it's just cancer?
Yep, at least Bigfoot way to die.
Was he one of the psychic Bigfoot guys?
No.
No?
Very much so locked in the world of Tufts.
Like a human being.
He wanted Tufts.
Yeah, he sat down with a cup of coffee and he's like, listen, we gotta hash this out.
Nothing would make his life more complete than if he could watch a Bigfoot take a shit.
Oh my, well, I mean, that would make me incredibly happy as well.
This is all these guys want.
Yeah.
So he died. All they want is scat.
Was he good at it? Was he? I mean, obviously, yeah. He never found a Bigfoot.
No. So how good could he be?
Yeah, actually.
That's actually very, very interesting.
Yeah, he never found one. He tried super, super hard.
He did. Well, I guess it is good then. Bye, Jeffrey Meldrum. Nobody cares.
Oh, no.
You look like a Bigfoot.
Oh, my God. Brain cancer.
Yep. You look like a Bigfoot. He was like, he was so cute.
So he was going crazy.
Fortunately. No, he's just old.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you like Bigfoot imprints?
He did. I mean, everyone's into some shit. I'm into some dumb shit.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You know?
No, it's good for him. Good honestly, for him. He brought some legitimacy to the Bigfoot field that sorely needed it. And now he's dead.
He was an anthropologist as well.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what gave him his cred.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you saying something nice about the man.
Rob is more of the Bigfoot. Rob's the Bigfoot man.
Yeah? You're into Bigfoot?
I don't really believe in him.
He doesn't believe in Bigfoot. Yeah. You've done as much research about Bigfoot as I've done.
I've been down the hole.
There's no reason to. I like Harry. I just want to believe he's real.
I just think of all of them, Bigfoot's the most accessible. Bigfoot makes the most sense.
Not the Loch Ness Monster?
That's the second.
Second most?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Second most. I still think it's a ghost of a plesiosaur.
You know who else died?
Who?
Rick Davies from Supertramp. That's who I'm sad about. That's who I'm really broken up about. I love my Supertramp.
Hope you find your paradise. Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice.
Go listen to Supertramp, everyone. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah,
no matter how you feel about the news or whatever, Supertramp can heal your bad thoughts. I promise you that.
Yeah, especially if you do a line of good old-fashioned Columbia White.
Woo!
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. It's an old fashioned. Do a bump. Fuck your neighbor's wife. Listen to Supertramp.
Goodbye, stranger, because I'm going to talk to you all fucking night.
You're not my stranger anymore. You're my best friend.
Live from your grave.
Here's a story. All right, let's just do this.
We've got a whole shit ton of stories. Oh, there's one story that actually relates to what we're already talking about.
What?
Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. Oh, my God. This guy never disappoints. I mean, or he always does.
He always disappoints.
He talk about making free speech illegal. He made the words hamburgers, ice cream, and karaoke illegal.
Wow.
Because they're too Western.
Yeah, well.
They're too American. He's good, like, I don't want him to have it.
I don't want him to have it.
Oh, but the people deserve hamburgers.
This should have caused them to rise up.
These are two of my three favorite things.
Guess what I would be doing?
What?
I'd be at the palace. That's what I'd be doing. If you took hamburgers from me.
Well, they're not taking hamburgers away.
So you're taking the words away.
They're taking the word hamburger away.
Well, then to me.
It's supposed to be called double bread with ground beef now.
Double bread with ground beef is the dumbest name for something I've ever heard.
The Jingogi Gayogopang.
You know what it needs to be called, all right? They're called oonwiches. Done.
Ice cream.
That's
now
for free.
Ice cream is Eskimo.
Dude, that's free. Eskimo's racist.
Well, tell him that, not
you're
me.
You're the racist.
You're a racist.
I'm reporting
Put him
the
on
news.
The list.
I'm reporting the
Put
news.
Put him on the list.
No, I didn't do it. I love the Inuits. I mean, I'm in your
Inuits
culture.
Is only the name of one of the tribes.
Why? They're my favorite.
Technically, that's the American translation of the word that he's using for ice cream.
Yeah.
So he's not calling it Eskimo.
He's calling it Eskimo.
Eskimo. I literally thought Eddie was just making that up.
No, I'm not being a prick.
I thought you were.
No, he is.
Kim Jong-un? My Kim Jong-un? He can't be being a prick.
I know you love him.
My Kim Jong-un.
He's your Kim Jong-un.
God, he just wants to eat words.
Yeah.
He wish he could. He wished that it was food.
Yeah.
You know, whatever keeps him occupied. This might literally be the last regime, though. There's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of talk about. I've been very interested in their family,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a heck of a lot of materially about them, obviously. But it really does. Apparently, his hold is beginning to really fall apart within the country because the other guys still manage to feed everybody.
Not everybody,
but like. We didn't, the extremity of North Korea is really.
There has to be good people somewhere.
Well, there's not good people. They're just normal. There were other leaders understood we might want to keep up a certain baseline to have.
If you want
to
have an army, people
have to be
food.
Fed.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a happy populace that it's going to rise up, I learned this from SimCity. You need to give them things, right? Like, you need to give the populace something in order for them to feel good about it. So back in the day, like, literally, like, in the beginnings of North Korea, it was nicer there, and then now it's really backslid, and it's getting to the point where the center may not hold as much, but who knows?
Yeah. Well,
because he's obsessed with nuclear weapons.
Yes.
His father and the other one before him, the other guys, they weren't as obsessed with nuclear weapons.
He calls them kookular, because he's kooky. But then, you know, these people, they're going to be all right. They still have their on-screen accompaniment machines and everything will be fine.
What?
That's what they're calling the karaoke machines.
On-screen accompaniment
machines.
Just make up another name.
Yeah, just make up another name.
Unboxes.
Yeah, unboxes.
Just make the, put the name.
Put
just
your
learn
name on
from
it.
Your favorite guy's Trump. Put your name on the thing.
Yeah.
The thing
learn
becomes
from
your,
it. You learn like, from what you do.
It's your buddy, right? Just fucking learn the thing. Which is an ironic because America's your number one enemy, which is a part of the reason.
Karaoke.
Wow, karaoke's amazing.
I like karaoke.
I like that a lot. And you know what it is?
Too much fun, though.
It's too much fun.
Too much fun.
Because, well, he loves roller coasters.
But they also say partially the erosion is his love for Trump. There's erosion happening because it's like this funny thing.
Everybody America's, needs a friend.
Yeah, America. But America's their only main, that's like their main enemy.
Yes, but he likes us.
He likes Trump.
He likes Trump.
Yes.
But hates us.
But he likes...
I'm sure he hates me.
The country, capital N, capital K, North Korea, hates America. That's their brand.
Yes.
He likes Trump, though.
Yeah.
Trump is America right now, unfortunately.
Well, and his dad hated America, but also loved America. He loved making action movies and shit like that.
Yes, but he was inspired by America. He wanted his own American stuff.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un just likes American stuff, which is, it's eroding their trust of him inside of the country, ironically.
Yeah, and he loves his roller coasters. You ever seen him on a roller coaster? It's so cute looking with his little legs dangling and stuff.
Speaking of a roller coaster, can we talk about how the fact that you and I was just at Epic Universe and I spent money out the ass, and I first went straight to the guy, right? We had a VIP tour because we were doing this, and it was like a fun little thing. And I went to the guy, and the first thing I asked is, like, have you been fishing people out of this giant fountain in the middle of Epic Universe yet? And he was like, no, no, we haven't yet. But we have the first death.
Immediately.
Wow.
Just like a month and a half. This is like 3 months after it opened.
Yes.
They're having their first death.
Stardust Racers, which is honestly...
Did you go on it?
It is a really good ride. It's
I can't wait
ride.
To go to this park.
Yeah,
I still want to go even though someone died. People die at theme parks all the time.
People die.
Yeah,
people die, okay?
Yeah.
People die, and sometimes it's your time, and sometimes you're going to die next to a child on a roller coaster.
Yeah, he didn't fly out. He didn't fly out of the roller coaster.
No.
If he flew out of the roller coaster, we'd have a much different discussion.
His heart pussed
He
out.
Shouldn't have been on it.
I guess.
And I think it's, you know.
He didn't know. He was 30. The guy died. It was one of those things where it's really, really sad, where it's like at the end of Stardust Racers, it parks, everybody gets out of the ride. He's just.
Yeah.
And then they have to send, like, a guy dressed as Harry Potter over there to, like, go, like, oh, no, oh, Restorius Emperontius. Oh, we must, oh, does anyone have a Diplomatius Inflatamormius? Oh, someone call the Paradisiums. And they go, and they have to do it all in character and try to flop him off the thing. Hagrid comes out. They're, like, pulling
they
his limp body.
They should just make it part
out.
Of Dark Universe. They just say it's, like.
Send a corpse. Send the corpse to Monsters Unchained. They need it. Send it down there. Pirates of the Caribbean had a real skull in it.
They did.
Skeletons.
dude.
Skeletons. Multiple, but then they replaced most of them, not all of them.
But this is Universal's opportunity to get in on the lore.
Yeah.
And I'm certain that this guy, because wouldn't you say,
we go back to going to the fan, was like, so how much for the body?
Yeah, how much? Do you have a discount with the club? Like, are you part of the Epic Universe Club? Do you have a discount with that? Or?
No, I know it's hard to get tickets right now, but what if it wasn't?
It's really very sad. He just died on there.
Yeah.
Oh, was this Universal visitor? Was the magic broken for her?
He was in his 30s.
Yes, that's what I was saying. He died of, like, he probably had a heart defect and he didn't even know.
Yeah, I mean, it is awful. It is pretty sad.
Because Stardust Racers, it is an exciting ride, but this is too much of an advertisement for it.
If you could die on any theme park ride, what would you pick?
It's a small world after all.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I would like a slow one.
Oh, yeah, and just sitting in it. My goal is I want to be dead on a ride in which I've gone around three or four times.
But yeah. Like, oh, one more time, sir? He's like, all right, go ahead.
Well, he's asleep. Yeah. No reason to wake him up. You know, like one of those where just... And they're all like, you know, like kids are taking pictures with the funny sleeping man.
I want it to be Living with the Land at Epcot just so they can make me part of the fertilizer.
Yeah, they just dump it into the soil.
What's the big ball ride?
Oh, Spaceship Earth.
My buddy always said
he wanted to die next to his grandson. That his life goal is to die next to his grandson on that ride.
That's it, man.
Finally. Yes. You and your mother brought me so much joy.
Tomorrow's child. Oh, man, we got a crazy murder.
Oh,
this is the craziest story. I can't believe we jumped to the roller coaster story.
I was just saying, because you brought up Roll the Against and you brought up Ryan.
It was a good segue. But, all right, DeForvid.
Okay, DeForvid. Now, this guy named DeForvid, he's got a beauty mark on his face like he's Marilyn Monroe, but he's a child. I believe he's a child. I think he's like 23.
Something like that. He's young. He's way young.
His name is, I guess, I've heard it pronounced as David.
Yes.
But it's spelled DeForvid. I listened to the song that he is known for.
Me too.
Guess what? We already had Babyface. He's just another guy just singing. This isn't it, he's a classic example of what we're dealing with right now. He's certainly no Youngblood, but he's a constant example right now of what we're seeing of like adult contemporary music done by people with face tattoos.
Yeah, they're all Michael Bolton.
And that's all it is, guys.
Yeah.
It's literally early Usher.
Yeah.
But he's not doing any. Listen to Babyface.
Yeah. Babyface is great.
Wonderful. And never carved up his 13-year-old girlfriend to put her in a Tesla. He just married her.
Yeah.
See, now this is different. So, that's a different story. So DeForvid has 25 million followers or something.
Two million.
But he's another one of those guys that's famous, and I've never heard of him before.
I never heard of him before this, and he's incredibly famous.
Incredibly famous and not talented. And so they went.
And currently on tour.
I just crushing it right now. But so apparently he had a Tesla. That was, right now, it's seeming like he had a Tesla that was impounded.
It was in his name.
Yes, it was impounded because it had been sitting out.
In front of his house.
Of which he had some beautiful mansion already. And he was sitting in front of this and rotting in front of this beautiful mansion. I'm sorry I used the word rotting. But then Tesla, it was picked up, it was brought to the impound center, and they found a dismembered teen in it that turns out to be a young lady that was missing for a year.
Unfortunately, rotting's the right word, because that's how they found her, because they impounded the Tesla, and it was stinking like all hell.
Yes, and it took a while for people to find out that this was happening. And then the young lady, so this was the first thing. So this first came out. DeForvid apparently has been, like, they saying he's cooperating with the police. God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing that they had, apparently, the big thing that came out over the last week was that they had matching tattoos.
Yeah, her name was Celeste Rivas. She was 15 years old.
When she was found.
They definitely knew each other. He even wrote a song mentioning her name recently.
And they had the matching tattoos of what?
What were the tattoos?
Oh, my God. They both had on their front finger, shush, S-H-H-H. So what seems to be...
I'm sinking.
Now, was it facing out or facing in?
Oh, shit. I did it facing in.
If he did
in,
it facing in, it's just telling himself to shut up.
Telling me to shush. I certainly shouldn't tell anybody about my 14-year-old girlfriend. Now, this is, again, massive conjecture.
Yes.
Massive conjecture.
Yes.
It seems to be that
this might be a lady, a child, that DeForvid was involved with, and she was dismembered and put in the back of this Tesla. Now, we don't know whether or not we obviously don't know whether or not he did it or not. Mm-hmm. We don't know whether or not it sounds like this was a thing that was about to maybe become public for him. We know that it was in his inner circle that it seemed to be known that he was dating
a
child.
Yeah.
He was dating a child. And which is why, because obviously you have to tell your tattoo artist that it's your girlfriend?
I don't know.
If you're both getting the shush tattoos on at the same time?
I don't know. I don't know what the process is.
Does that not make you an accessory to child trafficking?
My younger cousin just got his huge tattoo at 16.
You can need parental.
It's crazy.
You just need parental permission.
It's gigantic.
Yeah. You see parental permission.
He's 16.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. But hey, he had the scratch for it. Congrats.
He's happy. No, he's happy.
Yeah. You're gonna believe it. Honestly, I just haven't. The only reason why I don't have a single tattoo is that during my most impulsive years,
I needed weed.
I had no money.
Yeah.
I had to choose between alcohol and drugs or tattoos.
Yeah, that was exactly what happened to me. Yeah. I wanted to get this giant eagle that wrapped around my shoulder. And then they were like, it's $1,700. You're like, oh, I'll just buy weed.
Yeah. I'll just smoke weed and I'll forget about it. I wanted that. Yeah, I wanted TCB with the Flash. I wanted the Memphis Mafia tattoo real bad.
Ooh.
That was like my favorite thing. That's
you
really
still
wanted.
Can get it.
I got a shirt.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have
you take your shirt off more than anyone I know.
I know, but that's kind of the thing, is that it's just, then you got to cover it up.
You should get bigger tits tattooed on your tits.
Wow, longer nipples. I should pick great tits. And there's DeForvid. Just so you know, we'll come back to this story, obviously, because DeForvid...
Very much developing.
He is very much developing, and DeForvid continues to go on. It's another example of someone that commits crimes and continues to be successful in this country. So he is just rolling on with no form of accountability.
And he's crushing it.
He had a lot of tour dates while that girl was rotting in his
car. A lot of tour dates. He had to. He didn't want to be near the car.
Uh-oh.
We also don't know whether, again, conjecture, we have no idea.
Yeah,
we don't
of
know.
Course.
We have no idea.
Oh, this is just
there's definitely an explanation, Eddie. I know that.
Oh, of course.
I know that.
He lived in the house that they searched. I know that much.
Here's another story that kind of...
I love stories.
I love a story with my best friend. A little story. Can we play Metallica's One?
No.
No.
No?
It's like, Metallica's like the last fucking thing we could play. Here.
I just... I wish I could play this song underneath the story. Woman 95 beats fellow nursing home that resident who was a Holocaust survivor to death with the chunk of her wheelchair part.
Why would that song make sense?
Oh, the Brits.
It's about Nam, right?
It's just something about like the 95-year-old woman army crawling across the fucking the dementia ward with a chunk of her fucking wheelchair.
All right,
like
tell
she's
me what
goddamn,
happened. Tell me what happened.
There is no details.
Okay.
It is just an 89-year-old Holocaust survivor was found beaten to death. Her head was crushed by a 95-year-old woman. We don't know what they were fighting about. I honestly think it might have been about the Jimmy Kimmel situation. And she army crawled in the other room.
I only live for Jimmy Kimmel. I've been following him since Vegas.
What would make a 95-year-old woman? I'm not blaming the Holocaust for her. I'm not gonna blame. I'm saying it's because of what that woman did. But what could drive a like 114-pound 95-pound woman to crush someone's head?
Well, you know, whatever the motive is, I think we, you know.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror. How can I feel? I cannot see.
Dude, that's like her just like, smash, 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 smash.
Die, bitch. Die, bitch.
Now,
die, you survived.
Do you think she
bitch.
Was.
You ain't surviving my shit, bitch. Here comes the Holocaust again, bitch.
Do you think that she was extra strong, or do you think the woman was extra soft?
Both. Apparently, by the time she got to her, yes, she was. She had already been boiling for about 5 minutes, and so that is about perfect. As in about a perfect soft yolk.
Oh man, this is well.
You slam, know, slam.
Okay.
Slam,
oh
slam.
God.
You thought you could fucking. You thought you'd live longer than me, bitch. I am that shit. Here comes the finishing line. I'm the finishing line, bitch. The marathon's over.
I think it's probably a little sweeter than that.
I know you miss your husband. Time for me to send you back. Hey, you go. Yeah, I've always wanted to do this. This was on my bucket list. This was on my bucket list. They had the nerve to put this woman in jail. They're now trying to figure out what to do with her. They're like, I guess like the lawyers on both sides are like, we're trying to, what the term they came up with was, we're trying to figure out a robust bail program for this lady.
Well, because it's dementia. It's That's dementia what they're connected. Saying.
Hey, dimension it, all right?
That's why they don't know what to do with
it.
Rob,
you're saying that you think this was fueled by dementia? You don't think that this was fueled by an unnecessary raise?
What if she was a German?
Oh my God!
If she, I want to find
one
out.
Last one.
What's your last name? What's your last name? What's your last name?
Schnitzenhauer.
Oh my God! If she was like, y'all, one final blow for the fatherland. Like if it was like that, that would be fucking.
I have one final solution.
Y'all, very good. First, I voted for Jill Stein, the ultimate destabilizing figure. Now I will go and I will kill my final Jew.
Oh, God. Oh, she's not been named.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's not currently facing charges.
But that was her parents' fault.
Everyone's going to be upset.
No one gave her a name?
You know
no,
what?
I thought that was funny.
No, I know.
Yes. I just think it's funny that you could be canceled about everything else that we've said today.
Yes.
But this, that I can do this all day, and I won't get in trouble for
this
it.
This is the show.
Yes.
It is our job to make fun of death.
Yeah.
It is fucked up that I can't do my job.
My hand is like, that's why I feel like I'm in a cage right now.
I have been making fun of death my entire comedy career.
That's all I've ever done.
And then this week they woke up and said, you can't do that no more.
But it's, well, the one group said it, and we're going to see how long it lasts. Because right now, obviously, there's going to be a lawsuit. Jimmy Kimmel's going to do a big old lawsuit. There's going to be a bunch of stuff that's going to come out of this.
Tucker's mad.
If you don't want to make Tucker mad.
He's like, I say horrible things all the time.
You can't start canceling people. That's what I do. Oh, you can't start canceling people. No, my bow tie's getting too tight.
It's my Tucker Carlson voice.
Live from your grave.
Also, you know what we never covered was the $20,000 burglary at Disney.
What? I don't even know about this.
You're following.
There's a $20,000 burglary. I was busy this week.
I can't. This is a story I actually can't believe you didn't hear about.
Send this to me when you see it.
All right, so.
What happened?
This is amazing. So this was at Disney Springs.
Okay.
You remember, you know, Paddlefish in Disney Springs, that place that has that, like, it's this, it looks like.
I know
it's
the
like
Irish
cute.
Bar killed somebody recently.
Yes, great. There's a, that's awesome. But it's like a cute restaurant. I guess it's like they consider it to, I know what it looks like, you know, but it has this moat.
I like the Indiana Jones bar. What do you say? Go ahead.
So, this man, they were closing for the night, and all of a sudden, a man arrived into the kitchen in full scuba gear.
Uh-huh.
He had swam through the river, through the retention pond, up into
There's
the
a big
restaurant.
Lake right there. Yeah.
Yes. He swam into it, walked in full scuba gear.
Flippers and everything?
Everything. Tied them up, tied up all the people, and robbed
the place.
Did he
have a spear gun?
Yes. No, I wish he did. Honestly, that'd be amazing. They said right now here, they said he had no weapons.
From the future.
He said they tied him up, and he did not display any weapons. They just didn't like him going. He probably did like, the force compels you. You mean like one of those where, and they're like, oh my God, it's a dark Jedi. Oh no, it's Darth Maul.
You're the wettest Jedi I've ever seen.
Oh man, he really puts the Maul in Darth Maul because he's coming from the Cinnabon. Like, it's like a 20,000, but he robbed the place of $20,000.
He's the Riddler.
Cash?
From Matt Reeves. He's Matt Reeves Riddler, dude. Look at
$20,000 cash.
Cool.
In and out, went back into the river. took the money, put it in a waterproof bag, sunk back into the river like it was that. What was that show? I bet
Disney's mad they got rid of all those gators now.
Oh, yeah, dude. What was that show with Martin Sheen back in the day?
Oh, The West Wing.
Not The West Wing.
That's the only show I know of
when
Martin
he was like
Sheen.
A young man.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know his early
career.
It was
like a show about being in the water.
Now.
It was like, I just remember the bit from Hot Shots Part 2. Does anybody know what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're talking about. The Hot Shots Part 2 bit was an Apocalypse Now joke.
No, I loved you in Wall Street.
Yeah, but it was the platoon.
Hawaii 5-0.
He was not in Hawaii 5-0.
He wasn't in Hawaii 5-0.
No, that was the platoon Apocalypse Now joke. Martin Sheen was in platoon. Martin Sheen was in Apocalypse Now. I loved you in Wall Street. The movie they were in together.
Yes.
That was
but
the
joke. There was another joke about people scuba diving.
Well, that was at the end of the when Lloyd Bridges was scuba diving
but
to get to Saddam Hussein.
But there was like a joke.
And
I was
going to kill you till you're dead from it.
Yes, that's a television show parody that we did. I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know that. But he farted.
I know what I don't know.
It took out the other guys.
I do remember that.
I love that fucking movie.
Oh, it's the best movie of all time.
when they're about to jump out of the plane and the lights flashing and it's a green, 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 green. Great joke.
Yes.
You know, great joke. When he's doing he says he's reading Great Expectations and they ask him how it is and he's like, not all I hope for it.
Yeah. Kiss me like you have never kissed anyone before. She's like, sucking on the nose. Yeah, it's a great bit.
It's a great bit.
It's a great fucking bit.
I got this tongue from a Labrador Retriever.
Yeah. Lloyd Bridges, amazing bit. Technically, Kim Jong-un would be an amazing addition to a Hot Shots film. And I think that Charlie
Sheen...
That's
the only thing I want from Charlie Sheen right now.
He's working on that. You know that
he has to do something fun.
They are. That's the thing now. They're doing that.
How long is he going to be
rehabbing
like,
him right
I
now.
Have AIDS and I do drugs.
He's doing
not fun, Charlie.
No, he's doing the what's his butts. He's doing the rehab thing right now, where he's doing the I'm sorry for my last run.
Well, he has this doc.
Yes,
and he went on Rogan.
But you remember
he was on Rogan when the news broke.
Yes, he's done this like four times.
And
by
he was
the way,
like, no more. I respect all Charlies.
Yeah. It's just like I don't want to talk about it. I'm good about. Actually, I'm pretty good on that.
He was actually. Actually, I was impressed. Charlie Sheen always impresses me, as much as I think he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He, like, always shows, like, in the roast world, he came up, out of everyone who ever did the roast, he knew his shit right away.
Yes.
He came and he nailed it,
he's
a
monster.
How fucked up he was.
That's what they always said. He truly was such a pro that no one knew.
Pop up out of a stupor and just nail it.
Two and a Half Men was never held up by him.
Yeah.
He did it afterwards and that whole thing.
Like, he would not show up and then it would be hold up. But if he was there, he did it.
Yeah, he was a fucking machine.
Yeah.
All right, I think how long is this episode?
I don't know, but there's a couple things I wanted to talk about real quick. There's some quick animal news. Zookeeper killed by lions in front of everyone at the zoo.
Which is hilarious
fucking
and great.
Wild stuff.
I mean, honestly, you gotta be careful.
Do they charge extra for that?
Yeah, exactly. Can I be in the splash zone? Is this like a fucking good like a fucking...
I got it. Can I...
Oh, go check out our Guar interview on YouTube.
Oh, please check out the Guar interview.
Speaking of being sprayed with blood.
Yes. They jerked off the orca that's stuck in France because they're worried it was going to fuck its mom.
Is that
people keep sending me this. I know what's going on over in France. These orcas are stranded. There's nowhere for them to go, unfortunately.
So what the idea
it's
is
all very sad.
So they have to get jerked off so they don't have sex with their own mother like they're Mike Pence?
Well, they're stuck in this. They're like, you know, the whole fucking place is shut down. Marine land in France. And these orcas are just stuck in these tanks and they don't know what to do. People are still showing up to take care of him, but they're worried because like there's nothing going on anymore that this orca is gonna fuck his mom, and they can't have him fuck his mom because they don't need any more inbreeding. The orca's already probably kind of inbred.
Can we just say, okay, this might be super controversial, but just abort the inbred baby and let them fuck each other?
I don't know if you can do an abortion, an orca abortion.
Well, you can. You could throw it in a sort of like a giant. To be honest, I think you could throw it in a giant. I mean, again, this might be controversial, but put it into some sort of industrial blender, make it into chum, and you can feed it back to them.
Interesting. I think the people will hate that.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to get you canceled.
I hope so. I mean, I've been canceled already.
Yeah.
Like, I've already been canceled.
Yeah, you have.
So this is all just gravy.
Yeah, if you listen
Speaking
to,
of gravy.
If you found this and were able to listen to us, congrats.
Wow.
Wow, I can't believe you found it. Oh, you know, here's big animal news. They're breeding dodos again, apparently. So we're going to be able to eat one of these things.
That's going to go real well.
Yeah.
I definitely think
they're bringing them back.
I think the dodo is going
to
be like
5 to 7 years out till we got a dodo.
Put me back. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm sick of being Ariana Grande's pet. You don't have any idea how many Ariana Grande...
I'd love to get a dodo for the studio. Just keep him in the parking lot.
But
obviously,
you know,
he's gotta stay outside.
You know what the problem is, right?
I'd eat it.
You know what they say about dodos?
You show up one day and be like, Eddie, where's a dodo?
You just see the two web feet hanging out of your mouth. The problem with dodos is that the same thing's gonna happen the last time we had dodos.
Yeah.
They're gonna just stupid themselves off the planet.
Yeah.
They've talked about this. We're literally gonna get dodos.
And delicious.
We're gonna get dodos, and then legitimately they're just gonna run into traffic. Yeah. Like, this is what's gonna happen. We're gonna be covered in dodos. They're gonna just mark my words. They're gonna bring down a plane. They're going to destroy. I bet you they're gonna destroy a bullet train.
Yeah.
They're going to stop a bullet train.
Don't stop bullet trains.
You ever seen
that kind of footage?
Oh yeah, it's
that
fun.
Shit's wild.
Yeah,
they're such a dumb looking bird though.
Buddy, they're called a dodo.
They're the coolest.
And they're dumb. They're stupid. They can't fly. They just walk.
Yeah, but you know they've raised about $120 million to do this. So that's good.
Not a waste of money at all.
Yeah.
Certainly not. That couldn't be applied anywhere.
It's the same company that's trying to recreate mammoths and direwolves. So they're doing it.
I think it's cute.
Tasmanian tiger. I want that. That's recent.
Honestly, I just feel like let's just focus with the group we got. Because we're already
killing.
It'd be
cool if we, I mean, you know what they really should do is the fucking white rhino that there's only one left.
I don't think we need, you know what? I think that white rhino, again, has just been like, thank you. I'm out of this. I'm so happy to not be in this news cycle anymore. I think the white rhinoceros is just like, that's called being canceled.
Yeah.
That's what got canceled, is the white rhinoceros. Like, that's the difference. Like, you gotta be careful.
Oh,
all
man.
Right. So I think that we've done, how long's our episode? This episode's been like 2 hours long.
But also,
I think it's time to.
I want to tell you this.
We've made it so far, maybe without being canceled, and maybe without our show.
Well,
being...
I have a very special story that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
Something cool happened to me when I was in New York, and I really want to bring it up. Also, go see Jeff Ross' show, Take a Banana for the Ride. It's on Broadway for another week. It was amazing. It blew my mind. I saw it twice. It's all about my family. It's beautiful. But that's not what I want to talk about. I went and saw the
You want to talk about UFO.movie, my movie, the Kickstarter for Unbelievably Friendly Organisms.
It's a good movie, and I can't wait to be in it and watch it.
You have no choice. You are in the movie.
I don't
wrote a part for you. I wrote a part for Marcus already.
That's great. Good. Marcus is going to act.
He's going to, yeah.
Wow.
I have a great part for him.
I can't. Is it a lot of lines?
No.
Good. You'll like that.
Yeah.
Does he like dig? Tell me he digs.
No.
We should put a digging scene in there.
I won't do that, no.
Put a digging scene in.
I will not compromise my vision.
So I went and saw Caught Stealing, the new Darren Aronofsky movie.
Excited.
It was pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I was just excited to see him do like a gritty, small, you know, low level crime.
It looks
movie.
Like a Guy Ritchie movie.
It's an East Village movie. He made it. He lives in the East Village. He made it. It was like an homage to his neighborhood. It takes place in 1998. It was a lot of fun. What's His Putz was actually very funny. Zoe Kravitz is super hot.
Oh, Zoe Austin Butler, my boy, my
Austin
Elvis.
Butler, yeah. And
my boy's always good. Austin Butler's good, man.
Dude, fucking Liev Schreiber and Vincent D'Onofrio play these Hasidic hitmen. They're hilarious. They're so good. But the movie's great. Here's the thing. In the very beginning of the movie, there's a scene with Zoe Kravitz and what's it, Austin Butler making out in the hallway of their apartment.
Mama.
Yeah, they're going at
it.
And then this woman comes by and she's like, take it upstairs. And she leaves. You know who this woman was?
Who?
Miss Kitty. My friend.
They put Miss Kitty in the movie.
Miss Kitty. She's this woman. She's this old black lady that
wow,
I'm friends with.
What a blast from the past.
She worked across the street from the Village Poorhouse where I was a chef at
the movie
theater.
She used to get
us
in the movie theaters all the time.
I used to give her free lunch and she would let us go into the movie theater and stuff. And at AMC, her name's Kitty Lawrence. She's an East Village legend. I love this woman. We were very close. I go see her every time I'm in town.
Whoa, it was her neighbor and he put her on the red carpet.
Yes, no. She's unbelievable. I remember one day she comes in to get a burger from me. And you know, back in the day, the AMC name tags, they had their name and
like
their favorite
Flair.
Movie.
Yeah, they look Flair.
And hers was always Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which I found very cute.
Yeah.
You know? And then one day she came in and her favorite movie was Black Swan. And I was like, Miss Kitty, you don't like Priscilla?
Black Swan.
I was like, you like Black Swan, not Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? And she's like, well, I was working and my neighbor came in and he asked me why his movie wasn't my favorite movie. And so I put his movie on my name tag. I was like, is your neighbor Darren Aronofsky? And then she was like, oh, no, Darren.
You know Darren?
It was the cutest fucking
thing. I love that shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he put
her
in
the movie. That's a real New
Yorker. That's amazing.
Miss Kitty is like one of these ladies who's never left the East Village. Like, she don't even go to 23rd Street.
No, she knows. Lives, and she remembered, like,
she
Jimi
dated
Hendrix.
Red Fox.
Yeah.
You know, she banged Jimi Hendrix. She used to roller skate around the East Village in a bikini in the 60s and shit. She's the coolest motherfucker. I love Miss Kitty. Shout out to you. I can't believe you're in the movie. It was amazing. She
so
honestly,
cool.
She's working at the movie theater. She fucking could use the money. Darren yes. Aronofsky is very cool for putting her in this movie. Apparently, her and Darren Aronofsky, during right before they started making The Wrestler, got Mickey Rourke sober together. like
what an incredible
she's
life.
A fucking legend, dude.
Wow,
she's
that's
a legend.
So amazing.
I love that woman. She's the best. Shout out to Miss Kitty, Kitty Lawrence. Go see Caught Stealing. Surprisingly fun movie.
Yeah,
I love that all these guys, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Well, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Ari
apparently,
Oster,
that
they're
new
all making their weird like
action movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now they're like, I liked Eddington. A lot of people now didn't like it, but I liked Eddington quite
Eddington
a bit.
I liked Eddington a lot. Yeah.
But you know what's that new? What was it One Day at a Time? What is it called? That new. P.T. Anderson movie.
Oh, it looks great.
With DiCaprio.
I can't wait. That comes out this week, right?
They're all saying this is the one.
I mean, of course. I mean, he had to make something badass.
He had to, because like the last
two were fine.
Licorice Pizza was a waste.
And then the Inherent Vice wasn't great. You know,
it's all right.
It was fine. But yeah, this movie.
Yeah, one battle after another looks really fucking good.
Everyone's saying that it's like the best movie ever made.
I
can't wait to fucking see this movie. It looks fucking awesome. DiCaprio's gonna crush it. But yeah, no, movie corner.
Yeah, well, here, let's do some listener letters.
Listener letter. Rob! Yes! Woo!
Side story.
Yeah!
Come on!
Imprisoning me! I am.
Yeah! That was fucking awesome.
Why did it cut off? Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Play it again. Maybe it's because I said it was hard.
Yes!
Woo! Side stories.
Damn, it keeps getting cut off!
Send us another version. It was pretty awesome. We'll play it again. Do you think... we're getting a lot of metal. Do you think we're more metal than punk?
I think that our listenership might be more metal than punk.
Interesting.
But then
punk
maybe,
doesn't... They probably just don't own headphones and shit.
No, punk is different now. Punk is different now. We just got... Like, that was just... I love a melodic metal.
I like metal, but I'm more of a punky.
I understand. Which I find interesting.
You really?
I thought that you'd be more into, because like, I love all,
I do like metal, don't
Maiden,
get me wrong.
Judas Priest, I love the old school
like
Saxon.
I like Priest a lot.
Yes. How much do you listen to Maiden?
Hardly ever.
Iron Maiden's
I always
so
had a
good.
Chip on my shoulder, because when I was younger, I was dating this chick, and after she broke up with me, she told me the whole time we were dating, she was babysitting for the drummer of Iron Maiden. I was like, you never fucking told me that? I always hold it against you, Dorothy.
Fuck you, Dorothy.
And you know what else? Her father wrote the fucking theme song to the Miami Dolphins and he hated me. Broke my heart.
You deserve. Because you were fucking her. You should
I
never
was
have
not,
fucked her.
I barely kissed her. I was 14.
Ah, well, I'll tell you. Here we go. All right. So I got some stuff here, right? So this
tell
is the
us about stuff.
Last week we talked a little bit about what's with the nubs.
Oh, yeah, now, no, that's there's an update on that.
We have a couple of things. This guy, we talked about the guy that this last week, the surgeon that so happily cut his legs off, tournament nubs,
yeah,
for his own sexual gratification. He did insurance fraud to get it done.
And he was hanging with the eunuch maker.
Well, we now know that a part of really the reason why people were like, this guy, was because he had a lot of extreme amputee porn on him, and he was involved with that guy, the eunuch maker, which we covered when we actually back in the day when Patton Oswalt was on the show.
Marius,
we covered that very thickly.
His name is Marius Gustafsson.
Gustafsson,
yeah.
But he was this guy.
I tried to like him.
I tried to get into. I was like, there is, people love this guy. What am I missing? It's like Severance.
Yeah,
literally like Severance. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's the real Severance.
He's the Deforvid of amputee pornography.
But that's like a lot of people
except
said
it's his own body, right?
Yeah.
<the truck. laughs> All right, go ahead.
Nothing
I'm
makes
sorry.
Me hornier than my own feet turning into sludge. But a lot of people said that one of the big things was about the nubs, the feeling of it, right? So this is very interesting.
So I'm listening to this week's Side Stories, and the story about that amputee doctor came up. I'm a licensed prostheticist,
okay.
So I deal with amputees almost daily.
Awesome.
One of my coworkers
Good to know this person now.
Yes, because I don't need it. One of my coworkers is also a double amputee, both legs, and they both told me about how dating as an amputee is hard because of that fetish.
Yes.
They told me.
Oh, shit. Yes. I never thought about that.
Yes. They told me that they would go on dating apps and groups to meet people, and they would end up talking to someone that focuses a lot on their amputations while claiming they're also an amputee. He told me that it's super common for people that have that fetish to fake being an amputee to be closer to others with amputations for fetish's sake, which is very interesting. But and then there's another one about body identity integrity disorder. The story about the surgeon who cut off his own legs reminded me of a super rare neurological disorder I learned about while getting my psych degree.
Yeah.
It's called body identity integrity disorder, or BIID, in which a person experiences a persistent, intense desire to amputate or disable a healthy body part because they feel that part does not belong to their true body images.
Okay.
If the individuals with BIID often report significant distress or discomfort with their intact bodies and may seek surgery or other means to remove or alter the limb, even though it is physically healthy. There's a guy named Roland Bowen back in the 70s that did the same exact thing.
Interesting. I like every part of my body. I don't want to lose anything.
My shit, super necessary.
If anything, I'll put stuff on.
I need extra.
Yeah.
I would love an extra hand, an extra foot. Oh my God. Two extra penises.
Imagine a hand right above your ass. You can just scratch all the time.
My pants.
What's above?
I have to redo all my pants.
Oh, you're right.
And then you know that hand to push my belt down. I already have those issues.
Yeah, you're having problems. Or it could hold your pants up.
But then it gets cramped from gripping all day. Here we go. It has been family lore for years that my grandfather and an anesthesiologist miraculously saved a man's life in the operating room, even though he appeared to be dead, by massaging his heart directly.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, cool. I discovered he had published a case report on this occurrence. I read it. 1960s South Africa. A man, fat smoker, came in for a minor surgery to have a bladder carcinoma removed. They put him to sleep. After about 10 eventful minutes, he stopped breathing properly. After a minute of trying to get that back up, my grandfather and the rest of the surgical team sawed open his ribcage and one lung popped out, overly inflated and unable to contract to breathe. It was so inflated that it was a miracle that they just didn't stab it as they were opening the chest cavity. Whoa. My grandfather took a hold of the lung, manually deflated it, then massaged it until the lung started contracting of its own accord. Then he and the rest of the team realized the heart wasn't working, so we massaged it for a half an hour.
Wow.
The guy lived, but only for another 54 hours.
Holy shit.
All you had to do is give the guy a hot stone massage directly on his heart, and he can live for a full other 2 days. I read this article and realized that it concludes that this poor guy died having his lungs and heart manhandled by my grandfather because he didn't receive enough of one type of anesthetic medication for his reflex to calm down. So actually, this was a story about my grandfather accidentally underdosing a guy and then having to tear him apart with his bare hands while the poor man's body screamed in horror.
Hilarious.
My grandfather qualified as a doctor at 16. I'm retired at 76. He worked at several very well-regarded hospitals. His party trick was intubating himself in front of other people. My mom said he did a lot of amphetamines, but he also says that every single one of his doctor friends was also doing a lot of amphetamines.
Well, he did uncle amphetamines.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Because they help you react quickly to occasions like having a human lung pop out of a chest cavity at you like an overfilled balloon. But it
Damn.
Sounds like he shouldn't have grabbed and squeezed on it like it was a fucking... Like, what's it?
Did you see? You didn't watch that new show Duster, did you?
No.
It was that's in the movie. It's in the show Duster. They like just they make it look like anyone could do it. Like some hitman is just like, yeah, I'll squeeze this hard.
Just squeeze up. Squeeze. I think you gotta be real gentle. Well, what an episode of Side Stories it was, Eddie.
Woo!
You know, live every day knowing for a fact that every single word that you said is being measured against you, and that every single word that you're saying is being recorded into a microphone for literally millions of people to hear. And you're gonna love the fact that a lot of people are gonna pore over that, including members of your own government. Mm-hmm. They're gonna listen to your content talking about common old ladies beating each other to death, and they're going to be listening for stuff to cancel me on, and that's none of the stuff that's going to be canceled me on. So that's going to be really, really funny.
I want to go back
laugh
to...
about that. You can all we can all laugh about this
yeah.
later on.
I want you, the fans, to start canceling us again. I'm sick of you know. That's your job.
No, don't give them back. No, don't give
well,
it back.
Well, listen, if you want to cancel me in real life, I'm going to Madison. I got a gig I got to plug real quick. It's coming up in a couple weeks. I just booked it out of nowhere. After Milwaukee, I'm going to Madison, and I'm going to do a show. I'm doing a stand-up show at Comedy Club on State. I'm very excited. That's going to be October 12th. I'm doing it with my buddy Logan Metz. He's going to play. He's a piano player from Promise of the Real, Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real. He's going to open for me. We're going to perform together a little bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got like a legitimate rock star with me.
Oh,
it's
going
to be fucking crazy. Make sure you come and see it. Tickets are now available on eddietunes.com. Also, Henry and I are coming to the Mateel Community Center two weeks after that on Friday, October 24th with Billy Wayne Davis. We're doing Side Stories in Humboldt.
We're going to have so much fun.
We did the show last year. This is our first repeat show together.
Yes.
You know, so this is the first time we're ever coming back to somewhere. That's how much fun we had.
And we're coming up. We're going to have, like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, so make sure you come out. The show's going to be completely different than it was last time because we don't remember what we said.
Nope. I was so stoned. And I think it's going to happen again. But we're really, really excited. So come on out to Humboldt. If you're anywhere in the area, you can meet some of the coolest people in the goddamn world.
They're all very cool. I love everyone up
and
there.
And literally the best, finest weed you have ever had in your whole life. I believe it's like Ridgeline Farms.
Oh, Huckleberry
Farms. Yeah, there's Huckleberry Farms and Ridgeline Farms.
They're both amazing.
Truly the most delicious, best weed.
That blueberry caviar.
I need it back in my life, dude.
That white thorn rose, dude.
I need it all back in my life. That shit's fucking nice.
I finally finished the weed.
You finished all of it?
No, there's some left.
I need some.
I got some good stuff. Not too much left. There's a little bit of the Lance left.
I want that.
I got some Lance left.
I want that.
I love the Lance.
All right. And also go check out our interview with Guar. It's actually more listenable than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Exclusively
on
YouTube.
It's only on YouTube.
Because the audio is difficult.
They are Guar.
They're so visual.
It's a visual medium.
Yes.
So go watch it on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube and all the other YouTube channels. We have so much going on over there. There's a lot coming out. It's got a lot of stuff in development that you're going to get. October's going to be a big month for us on YouTube.
Yeah,
so fucking stay.
Lot of shit.
Locked in. We got so much shit coming your way. We got new tour dates coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
For Side Stories and for my own stand-up and Last Podcast on the Left all the way through 2026, at least through July or something like that. So stay tuned. We got so much coming out. Oh, and thank you. I got so many beautiful messages this week from dudes who played football.
That's so nice that you're getting nice messages.
Yeah.
I haven't received a nice message in so long.
I haven't received it. Shit, everyone just tortured you. I got so many dudes reach out to me and talk about how they're so happy to hear another man talk about how football tortured them.
No, it's
and
nice.
So thank you. You are heard, and I love you guys. And there's two more Aaron Hernandez parts coming out, so stay tuned this week and next. I fucking love you guys. Stay cool. And thanks for letting us put this out a day late also.
Yes. But you liked it, right?
Yeah. Get better, Dan Marino.
Yeah, I guess.
We're all rooting for you, Danny.
I mean, anything to distract. Anything to distract. Hail Satan, everyone.
Hail Dan Marino again.
Be careful out there. You're in a... Everyone's cool to their jobs.
Robert Redford got out easy.
No, he literally just, no one thought about him.